What's happening, everyone? It is your host, Rod the Magnificent, back for another episode of Magnificent Vibes MVP, where we talk about music, sports, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's mini episode, I'm going to be going over my picks for week 16 of NFL action. And boy, what a week I had. I went 11-5, ladies and gentlemen. 11-5 in week 15. A couple of games got away from me. I could have been 13-3, but unfortunately, the Seattle game didn't fall in my lap the way I wanted to. Pause. And that's what happened. I end up going 11-5, which I'll take. It's a winning record, so I'm not going to argue with a winning record, and I'm not going to keep rambling. You are here for picks, and so we're going to get right into it, with starting with the Thursday games, the Rams and the Saints. That's game, actually. Rams and Saints. The Rams are at home taking on the Saints. The Rams have been hot lately. They've been hot. Stafford looks like the Stafford from 2 years ago. Cooper Kupp looks like he's back. Like, this, people are talking about the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Eagles. But I'm going to tell you, watch out for the Rams. The Rams can creep up on any of those teams in the top spot in the playoffs. And I think the Rams can really surprise some people. Let's not forget, they're only 2 years removed from a championship. Now, I know things have changed with their franchise, with some of the players, with some of the personnel. They don't have the exact same team they had when they won the Super Bowl. They still got key guys. They still got Matthew Stafford. They still got Aaron Donald. Like, this team still can do some damage in the playoffs. The Rams are a better team than the Saints. The Saints, to me, they are deceiving 7-7. They technically should be worse than this, the way they've been playing, but the Saints, they struck gold last week against the Giants with DeVito, even though they were dominating DeVito before he got hurt. You know, the Giants aren't that good. Let's just get it. All the DeVito hype was overhyped, you know, just like all the rest of these backups that came in and tried to outplay the starters that were overhyped. So it's been a story of the year so far this NFL season. But I got the Rams winning. They are a 4-point favorite. Up next, we got a couple of Saturday games. We got the Bengals on the road against the Steelers. The Steelers are a mess, man. They are a hot mess. It's looking like Mike Tomlin is going to be entering his first ever losing season as a coach of the Steelers. And these Steelers fans that all of a sudden want this man fired after one losing season, get out of here. Get off my lawn with that. I know that the team look like they've given up on the coach and all that other stuff, and the coach is the easiest target to blame here. But Mike Tomlin, come on, let's not take away from this man's greatness. He's got garbage quarterback play going on right now. That's why they haven't been successful. And if they get the right quarterback in the mix to start for them and play well, and if they get some wide receivers that care about catching a football or whatever the case may be, the Steelers defense looked like they gave up. They got tired of bailing out the offense, and I feel them. Being a Bears fan, I know exactly where defenses like that are coming from. There's been plenty of times as a Bears fan where I've seen teams, you know, the Bears have dominated teams defensively, but they just, you know, it's only so long that a defense can just hold up and win games for you. You need your offense to step up and score points, and that's been the problem with the Steelers. On the flip side, the Bengals, people were talking about Joe Burrow this and Joe Burrow that, but it looked like a backup quarterback is coming in and doing a very good job with this team. Now, I'm not saying that Browning is better than Joe Burrow, okay? I'm not saying that. But Browning is playing really good football, and I got the Bengals winning this one. They are a 2-point favorite. Hey, man. Listen, watch out for the Bengals, man. That's all I got to say. The Bills on the road against the Chargers. Not going to elaborate on this one too long. Bills coming off a huge victory over the Cowboys. I told you so here on this podcast that the Bills were going to win that game. And they're going to keep riding that hot streak all the way into the Chargers game. The Chargers are done. They're done. They fired their head coach. They are done. They're done after getting embarrassed by the Oakland or the Las Vegas Raiders. this Chargers team just doesn't have it. They just don't have it anymore. And I think the Bills go on and squashed them. And boy, what a disappointment. I have to backtrack to an episode from earlier. I did pick the Chargers to win that division again, foolishly. And I'm just gonna get on here and say this. I'm not trusting the Chargers anymore. I'm done. The Chiefs are still the kings of that division. They are still the kings of the West. And until somebody dethrones them, I am not gonna prematurely reward teams that haven't accomplished anything over them. The Bills are a 12-point favorite. They are going to win by over 12 points. I guarantee that. Sunday games. We got the Bears at home against the Cardinals. And boy, oh boy, I don't want to spend too much time talking about the Bears because I'm only going to get angry. But there are a 4-point favorite, actually, in this game. I would not be surprised if they lost this game. Even though the Cardinals are 3-11, Kyler Murray is still something to deal with. The Bears' defense have been playing well, but the Bears' offense, again, it's the coaching, man. It's the coaching. And yeah, there in some pockets, it's Justin Fields. You know, he's making some mistakes out there. The two interceptions that he threw last week, I don't look too deep into because they went for it on fourth down before the half and threw a meaningless Hail Mary when they could have kicked a field goal. And then, you know, the second interception was to the other Hail Mary. So I don't look too much. I mean, Justin Fields played a mistake-free game. It's just drop passes, you know, coming up inches short of first downs. It's just this is the worst shortest yard team I've ever seen. I've never seen a team make third and three or third and two or fourth and one look so hard to accomplish. When you look at other teams like Philadelphia and the Bills, and they just easily gets these fourth and ones and three and twos and all of that stuff, they get them so easily. But when here the Bears, it's first and 10, then it'll be second and two, and then they get three shots and they can't even get 2 yards. It's just pathetic. All right, next up, we got the Colts on the road against the Falcons. I got the Colts winning that one. The Colts could win that division too, by the way. They can win the AFC South with the Jaguars tailing off. The Seahawks coming off an emotional victory by my boy Drew Locke. Man, shout out to the rapper Drew Locke. He threw the game-winning touchdown on Monday night, and now he goes on the road. If he plays, it might be Geno. Whoever plays, I think the Seattle Seahawks win regardless of who starts. The Titans are a disaster right now, and the Seahawks are a 2.5-point favorite. The Lions on the road against the Vikings. This is going to be a big division matchup. I got the Lions winning this one on the road against the Vikings. Lions look like they got their mojo back. The Commanders on the road against the Jets. I got the Jets because they have a better defense. I got them winning at home to the Commanders, and the Jets are a 3-point favorite. The Packers on the road against the Panthers. The Packers are actually a 4-point favorite. Wow. In this game, I don't think the odds makers have confidence in the Packers going into this game. And coming from a Bears fan's perspective, I would not be surprised if the Packers lost this game just to stick it to the Bears and not give them the first pick. But I think the Panthers want to make the playoffs, right? I mean, the Packers want to make the playoffs, right? So I think the Packers win this game. They have a 4-point favorite. The Browns on the road against the Texans. Both teams coming off very nail-biting victories. And now the Browns go on the road against the Texans. The Browns defense looks good. They got a lot of injuries, however. But Flacco is playing lights out. This is going to be a good matchup. I got the Browns winning this one on the road against the Texans. Now to the 3 o'clock game. The Browns are a 2.5-point favorite, by the way. The Sunday games, the 3 o'clock games, there's only two of them. The Jags on the road against the Red Hot Bucks. I think the Bucks win that one and take back control of the NFC South. The Jaguars have been playing miserable football of late. Up next, we got the Cowboys on the road against the Dolphins. Cowboys coming off an embarrassing beatdown from the Bills. I think that continues against the Dolphins. The Cowboys got to prove to me they can win on the road before I pick them against a good team. The Dolphins are a 1-point favorite. I got the Dolphins winning that one. And for Sunday night's game, we got the Patriots on the road against the Broncos. I got the Broncos winning that one as well. after an embarrassing loss to the Lions. They are a 6.5-point favorite. Now to the Monday Christmas games. Actually, there's a triple header, so it looks like the NFL is going to be competing with the NBA as far as those Christmas games. So I got a lot to watch over the weekend. We got the Raiders on the road against the Chiefs. Raiders coming off a 63-point performance. I don't think they scored 63 points against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs look like they got their swag back on offense, and I think they win at home to the Raiders. The Chiefs have owned the Raiders over the past, ever since Mahomes has taken over. I think they are a 10-point favorite. I think they cover. The Giants on the road against the Eagles. Not going to elaborate too long on this one. The Eagles will win that game. Then they will shake out of their two-game losing streak. And then the moment you've been waiting for it. What a great way to close out the week. Ravens on the road against the 49ers. Both teams 11-3. The Ravens coming off an impressive dominating performance against the Jags. Two teams with dominating defenses. I got this game under 20 points, man. If you are in fantasy football and you're in the fantasy football playoffs and you got any of these offensive players, your team might be in trouble this week because there's not going to be a lot of points scored in this one, guys. It's not going to be a lot of fantasy points in this one, all right? If you got Deebo Samuels, you got Purdy, you got Christian McCaffrey, you got anybody, Lamar Jackson, don't be looking for no dynamic performance unless the both defenses let both their teams down and they just get into this all-out shootout. But, man, this is going to be a matchup, man. I just think the 49ers have more weapons on offense and they're more organized on offense than the Ravens are. And the fact that the 49ers are at home for this one, I think this is just one of those games where whoever was the home team is going to win this game. And I think the 49ers, who are the home team, and who knows, this could be a Super Bowl preview, a Super Bowl rematch from 10 years ago, right? 11 years ago now, 2012 Super Bowl between the Ravens and Niners, where the Ravens beat the Niners in the Brother Bowl. And so here we are, Ravens and Niners again. And I think the Niners pull off the win at home. They are a 5-point favorite. Lord, they're giving a lot of points here. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be come down to a field goal here. 20-17. That's my prediction. 49ers over the Ravens. Those are my picks, and I'm sticking to it. I am your host, Rock the Magnificent. Next week, we will be back behind the mic. We got a lot to talk about. We got beards. We got NBA. We got maybe Jonathan Majors. We might talk about Jonathan Majors. We'll never know. Anthony Edwards. He's all into stuff. We gonna get all into that, guys. It's coming. The episode is coming, guys. So just be patient with me. But here we come. I'm your host, Rock the Magnificent. I'm out. Peace.